All right, Bill Bartee, government shut down, but the Blue Ridge Parkway, the country's longest national park, is open for business.
That's right. It is 469 miles, a national park.
Long and skinny.
Travel, beauty, all the things we like to talk about here on the Carolina Outdoors, this thing has, and of course we talk about it frequently at the shop here in Charlotte, Jesse Browns. Everyone, we're glad that you're joining us, the outdoor guys from Jesse Browns here on the Carolina Outdoors. We invite you to invite a friend to listen to the Carolina Outdoors. They don't just have to get up early on a Saturday morning. You can listen and subscribe to us via podcast, as well as head over to jessebrowns.com to hear us as well. And Don, in regards to that Blue Ridge Parkway, did you know there are different chapters who take care of different areas of the Blue Ridge Parkway?
I did not.
Well, we are going to find out a little bit about the High Country chapter of the Friends of the Blue Ridge Parkway. And in doing so, we're going to invite Ken Carpenter onto the Carolina Outdoors to give us the lowdown and the health and well-being of the Blue Ridge Parkway in the High Country. Ken, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, listen, we've already learned that this is America's favorite drive, the Blue Ridge Parkway. Some people guessed that it might be Route 66. Others said the Lake Norman section of I-77.
Yeah.
But no, none of those is right. It is the Blue Ridge Parkway. Ken, will you give us the lowdown, the history of this national park called the Blue Ridge Parkway?
Well, I can give a piece of it. It was interest was started in the mid-1700s, believe it or not. And it had to work its way through Congress for funding, of course, and et cetera like that. And then it got laid out. Someone's brilliant idea to lay it out as a, exactly as you're saying, as a scenic drive, not necessarily as a park, but as a scenic drive. And things went from there, and it grew, and then finally, I think it was in the 80s, it finally got completed.
Well, and somewhere along the way came about the Friends of the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is an advocacy group, volunteer group, that helps create awareness and maintenance and different volunteer activities, not just on the parkway, but also surrounding trails and whatnot. But in 2010, the milepost of number 275 through 315 on the Blue Ridge Parkway, which includes the communities and cities and towns of Linville, Blowing Rock, Boone, the High Country chapter came about. That's back in 2010. Tell us how you got involved with this and how the High Country chapter became involved in helping along that area of the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Well, you're going to bust me on that one. We're transplants. We moved from Wisconsin we live outside, in between Blowing Rock and Lenoir. We brought our horses down here to ride the wonderful Appalachian Mountains. And it wasn't long before we found that you can ride horses on the Moses Cone Estate, which is part of the Blue Ridge Parkway National Park. It's just located right there in Blowing Rock, right off of 321. And we live right off of 321, so that's a perfect match. So we started riding up there, and we got concerned about, we felt like we need to give back to the community for this wonderful park and these trails. We enjoyed meeting the other visitors there and them meeting our horses and having a good time. So we looked at and found out that there was a friends group, and that exactly as you said, they specialize in volunteering. And I have a 30-year history of volunteerism in Wisconsin. So you see where we're going, it's kind of like a match. Well, so we got involved and found out that the chapter really was kind of inactive. So my wife and I got involved with it and took over leadership in it this past year. And so we're looking at fresh getting started with them. And as the shutdown ends, hopefully we'll be in full force.
Well, so you are co-chairs, Ken and Julie Carpenter, and Ken is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. You're chairs of the High Country Friends of the Blue Ridge Parkway. So, Ken, I want to ask you, who's the real boss?
Oh, well,
you don't have to answer that.
My wife still works. I'm retired, and so I spend majority of the time working. And we're also members of the Backcountry Horsemen of America, and we have a local chapter here we work with. So we're all volunteering. We've been doing so for many years.
Well,
the Friends group, our High Country chapter is right off of 321. So when you come up from Charlotte to the Parkway, bingo, you're right in our area.
Well, tell us what these chapters do. I wasn't aware that there were chapters that were aiding and taking care of the Parkway.
Okay, it's a good point. Well, as you mentioned earlier, as you started talking, that the Parkway is very long. It's hundreds of miles long, and so it's very awkward for someone to try to work in one area that's away from their house so far. So what they did is they divided it up into sections. And it kind of matches the management of the Parkway also divides up in sections, although it's not exactly the same as the Friends groups. And that allows us to work a little closer to home with our neighbors as well. And so that's how they came up with that idea. Then we're all controlled, or we're all work under the Asheville office, where we have a paid staff. And they kind of keep us in line and help us connect with our the management teams in the Parkway offices.
Ken Carpenter, in the opening here, Don mentioned the government shutdown, which is ongoing. The Blue Ridge Parkway, of course, is still open. But a press release went out from the Friends of the Blue Ridge Parkway saying that they had seen an increase in volunteers or individuals who were looking to volunteer to be part of a, quote, hands-on partner in keeping up and maintaining the Blue Ridge Parkway. Has the High Country chapter seen an increase in people inquiring on how they can participate in the Blue Ridge Parkway? And what does that mean for the High Country chapter?
We have seen some interest in it as we go up. And, of course, it's been rainy and cold, as you know. And as we get out and talk to people, they are excited, number one. They're excited that the park is still open. There are a lot of visitors up on the Parkway currently. And they're excited. And they ask about, well, who's taking care of maintenance? And we tell them that, you know, the government shut down and most of the workers are on furlough. And they've actually asked the Friends group to stand down as well because of safety issues. And we always work hand in hand with the management team there. And since they're not there, it's kind of hard to work hand in hand with them if they're not there. So people are still visiting, and they are. You'll see them, they'll stop and pick up can or candy wrap or something and take it off with them, and they go. And I think that's stunning. So we're trying to plug in as well and saying, well, when the park reopens, there's a backlog of work. I mean, there's been we live so close to the Parkway that we've seen the ice and the snow, and then the trees are falling down on our property, much less up there, and they're not out there cutting them down. So that's something that's got to be taken care of right away when the park opens. So we need more people to step forward now, get ready so that when the park reopens and they're ready to start, we can team with them and expand their workforce by adding volunteers to their workforce and get way much more done.
That's right. And people can head over to the website friendsbrp.org. to get more information, especially on the High Country chapter, which is the closest chapter to the Blue Ridge Parkway from Charlotte. So for our listeners who are originating from this area, this is a group that you could can look into and sign up. Ken Carpenter is our guest here with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's on the Carolina Outdoors. And Ken, I was intrigued when you say the Blue Ridge Parkway and the National Park, 469 miles, North Carolina and Virginia. I get all that. But for the High Country chapter, I did not know and was intrigued that your areas of service are not just the roadway. It's not just picking up trash and cans on the Blue Ridge Parkway. You're also serving the Moses Cone Memorial Park, Julian Price Memorial Park, the Lynn Cove Viaduct, different trails, even cemeteries are part of what the High Country Chapter is looking after, again, in the Boone, Linville, Blowing Rock, and surrounding communities on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Hey, which one of those areas or places is the most challenging to look after and volunteer at?
Well, some of the ones that are most challenging are, the Mountain to Sea Trail passes through along the Blue Ridge Parkway and particularly in our area. And, of course, it's a single-track hiking trail, and it can be challenging back in there. So that's probably what I would say the most challenging. The Moses Cone Estate, those are carriage roads, so it's very easy access. That's where horses are allowed. You'll often see horses on those carriage roads. And the Julian Price Park, again, that's a family area. There are hiking trails there, but it's a family area. You'll see a lot of people picnicking during the warm season, and a lot of activity. There's a lot of children activities there. And there's also a very, very large campground associated with Julian Price, just down away from it. It's way over 100 sites. It's for backpacking sites, normal tent sites, and then they're all RV as well. And, of course, they have a big opening in April where we go and we help the Park Service by cleaning all of those up, picking up the limbs, rearranging the fireplaces and or the fire pits, etc. So that takes a lot of volunteerism to do that because it's so many sites in such a big area. The Park Service does not have the manpower to do it on their own, so they really, really rely on that. And we get a lot of volunteers here in our chapter from App State because they're right there at Boone. So, but that's part of the area. That's the challenging. Some of it's easy. Some of the overlooks, of course, are very easy to take care of. Generally there you picking up litter, and sometimes you can answer questions to the guests, the visitors, but it's easy because it's just a pull off and then you can police that area. But there are all trails off of many of those overlooks, and those you can go out, pick up litter, and sometimes there's work required. The Park Service will want to do trail work, and that's, of course, that brings, you have to be a little bit more specialized to do that.
Well, Ken, I can hear it in your voice that you will help us get signed up for what we have an interest in. If it's being outdoors and doing work like that, then we can get placed in that sort of thing. But if it's working with people or fundraising or any of that sort of stuff, you'll get us placed like that. I've got the email, and you correct me if I'm wrong. It's highcountry@friendsbrp. That's highcountry@friendsbrp. Is there a website that we need to head to?
That's the general one. We also have a Facebook page, of course. You can just search for Friends High Country. It'll come up. That's the easiest way to contact us. If you contact the office, they'll directly write to the High Country. But we love that people come visit. It's very important that we have volunteers. But, of course, the beauty of the Appalachian Mountains, the showcase, and the Blue Ridge Parkway, that's what it's all about.
Ken Carpenter, thanks so much from the High Country Friends of the Blue Ridge Parkway for being on with us here on the Carolina Outdoors.